Yes, welcome one and all. What a way to start. Something, you know, to keep you in the right track, I like to believe, talking about positivity. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jude, the dude. Oh, Mamigbe, I've probably been around here for a few years. I'll probably say about 6 years. You've probably, you know, seen me somewhere, or maybe watched us on Facebook. Well, when you get to hear this voice, you obviously know Morning Shift is in its full swing. And in the mid-morning show, I take over. Literally, taking over. So, we start off this morning looking at politics and business. That's our focus this morning, politics and business in Port Harcourt. Now, my question is this. Are Rivers businesses really bothered about the political tussle currently being experienced in the state? Let me repeat it again. Let me just repeat it. Apologies for that. Are you, as a Rivers man or woman, really bothered about the political tussle, the brouhaha, the shenanigans, you know, whatever you want to call it, right now being experienced in the state? Now, recently, the president of the River State Entrepreneurs and Investors Forum, Ibifiri Bob Miles, says the continued disagreement between the governor, that's Siminalayi Fubara, and the FCT minister, Yinsu Wike, is affecting the business environment in the state. Now, pause. For some people, they're not quite feeling it, right? Because what kind of business are we doing that, you know, this thing's going to bother us? Some people don't know. Some people don't really understand. But should you be bothered? I think that's the main point that we will hope to establish during this conversation. Should you really be bothered? Now, Ibifiri Bob Mano, you know, was speaking to our correspondent, Constance Mega. Let's take a listen to that excerpt, shall we? Let's quickly get to it. Sweet. Get it on. Here we go. Aha. So, here we go. So, this is what he had to say. Take a listen to this, please.
If they don't close ranks, it means we'll have that same divide between the federal and the states, which we've always had for a very long time. Because for most businesses, you need federal approvals, federal input. And when you have one of yours occupying such a sensitive position in Abuja, like the minister for FCT, you would agree with me that the business climate could only get better. But with the way it is now, it's obviously going to deprive us of the kind of investment we should be attracting to Rivers State.
See, big investments. But what about the bulk of the people who do business? The, in quote, SMEs, the small, medium-scale enterprises. Are you bothered? Well, you should be. Plato said one of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors. I like this quote by Mao Zedong, former Chinese premier. He said, "Politics is war without bloodshed, while war is politics with bloodshed." So you see, the ideas that come to play every single day all over the world based on politics are very important. I keep hearing people say, "Oh, he no consign me, he no consign me, he no consign me. May they do anything they want to do." I told you yesterday that for the past fortnight, I have been going all around Port Harcourt, you know, trying to get the feel of what's going on in society. And this particular conversation has reared its head on one too many a time. You see, if it happens once every other day, I'd probably say, okay, maybe I was in the place at the right time. But it was happening very frequently. And I mean very frequently. Very frequently. Now, before we open the phone lines, please take a listen. This is one of my favorite quotes. It's by John F. Kennedy. He says, "Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future." As a businessman or woman, are you concerned? Should you be concerned?
Now, hello. Port Harcourt with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So joining the conversations, we have several media that you can use. First and foremost, it is the phone lines. The numbers 0817923-0002, 0817923-0007, 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003. At Nigeria Info PH is the second one, and that's on social media. We have platforms on Facebook and on X at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH. Then for WhatsApp and Telegram, numbers to call, same as always, is 0809030614 0809030614. That's for WhatsApp and Telegram. Once again, question I'm asking is this: are Rivers businesses really bothered about the political tussle in the state? Now, it's interesting that throughout my foray in the past fortnight, okay, a lot of people kept saying, now only the big man I ain't gonna worry about this thing. We when they say pepe, when they say crayfish, for example, he not consign us. But does it really? Some of the people, some of the traders I got to eavesdrop on, you know, particularly, you know, sat down in the bus going from my three, to Station Road, from my one to Station Road, or very, very interestingly, some of the best conversations I got to hear was between my one and Rumokoro. You will be amazed how many political analysts are on those buses every single day. A few of them were of the opinion that this thing between the governor and, Yunus Wike is just politics. They're not serious. Waiting consignors, all we want is that they should not just make sure, they should just make sure that we are still able to go to the market and do our trade. But like the businessman said, it should concern everybody. It really should. Once again, take a listen to this. Maybe this will give you a better perspective.
If they don't close ranks, it means we'll have that divide between the federal and the states, which we've always had for a very long time. Because for most businesses, you need federal approvals, federal input. And when you have one of yours occupying such a sensitive position in Abuja, like the minister for FCT, you would agree with me that the business climate could only get better. But with the way it is now, it's obviously going to deprive us of the kind of investments we should be attracting to River State.
Zion is in GRE. Zion, what say you? Are Rivers people really unbothered about this thing from a business point of view?
They don't do business. They are not business people.
Really? The woman selling crayfish is not a business woman?
She's in a business, but she's just looking for her stomach.
But that's business.
See, this particular matter has even dropped the IGR of River State.
Really?
This particular issue has had away certain percentage of investors, prospective investors in River State. People don't understand what this, we talk about business. It says, see, somebody can open one industry here. That industry, if they just employ 10 persons, but at the end of the day, indirectly, over 20 persons are also employed.
Fair enough.
So who will cook the food they will eat? Who will sell the pepper and the tomatoes? Who will sell the crayfish? Who will sell the food parts and the rest? This is the sheer reaction. So people say you are not bothered. You say you are not bothered because you are not educated enough. Look, you just mentioned some part of this river thing. I get the best conversation, right? The Chobu areas. Ikwe Road,
that whole axis. It's amazing things you hear.
Oh my goodness me. See, in every city, there are places you see growth. And those growths are come out of the knowledge of the people. I'm telling you. And if you look at the knowledge of the people that are involved politically, look at the political response in that place. I get you. Take this particular discussion. I will not mention the area, but take it to some areas. You will not hear this kind of thing.
But that's what I. But once again, Zion, that's what I heard on the buses between Rumokoro and my one. Promise in Rumodumaya. Good morning to you, Promise.
Yes, brother. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, all I see about this is a high level of disrespect from the governor to his boss. Sorry to say.
We are not. We're not talking about. Hold on, Promise. Listen,
I know. I am coming. But that is why I say, and what I will say about this is this, my brother. Just like our brother lastly said, that it is supposed to deprive some investment and so on that is supposed to be bring to the state.
Mm.
It's not one or two grudge. But my happiness is that the person of former Governor Yesu Wike, who is now deputy minister, is not concerned about the individual. He's a man that loves River State.
Promise, you're not answering the question. Thank you very much, Promise. Once again, let's move on. 0090306416. That's our WhatsApp number. We'll get to read multi-tap messages there. 0090306416. Now, like I said, in the past fortnight, listen to the conversations on the street. You know, some people, I won't say every single person I got to, you know, sit down here or when this conversation was being had, you know, was on the left or on the right. No, but the point is, a great number of them were like, it's politics now. What will probably happen is that they will fight among themselves. No be them. Nope, not them, them. Now they will just make everywhere just the odd. But as long as say our business, no, they're affected. I don't know. We will just define our day-to-day bread. But should they be worried that their day-to-day bread, you know, whether it's the woman who's selling crayfish, the woman who's bringing plantain into the state, the person who is selling oil, or the person who is selling gari, or the person who sells chippings, or the person who sells blocks, should they be worried about this particular shenanigans? That's the real... Are you concerned? Whatever business you are involved in, does it bother you? Should it bother you? On one hand, some would say it does. On the other, some say, as long as they're not disturbing the system. All right, let's get to messages now. 0090306416, 0090306416. I have a tab in front of me. Let's quickly open up and try to get messages coming through. All right, please don't call that number. Talking about the WhatsApp number. All right, we have to go on the break very, very shortly in the next 10 seconds. Don't call that number. All right, just send messages and we'll get to read them when we come back. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Now, my name is Jude, and we are having a conversation this morning about politics and business. Are you concerned about, you know, what's going on in River State? Do you think it's affecting your business? Do you think, it's not, no. It's just the politicians, you know, or politicians, you know, it's just them doing, you know, what they do best, which is, you know, create a lot of, you know, brouhaha noise left and right. Nothing to take seriously. After all, what will happen, will happen. Yeah, those were some of the things I heard in the past few weeks. What will happen, will happen. That's what they said. They're only concerned for some of the people who I listen to. I found this very interesting that some of the women who were making comments on this, obviously, they probably don't know the finer details between, you know, or goings on in the government house. But, you know, they just want to be able to get to the market and come back. They want to be able to have, you know, customers come through you know, for them, and they also can come through for their customers. That's what they want. They want, what's the phrase? Aha, ease of doing business. Yes, yes. But you see, some are of the opinion that, look, this thing bothers and should bother you. If you don't think it does, there are far-reaching consequences for, in quotes, your neutrality or your, in quote, indifference.
If they don't close ranks, it means we'll have that same divide between the federal and the states, which we've always had for a very long time. Because for most businesses, you need federal approvals, federal input. And when you have one of yours occupying such a sensitive position in Abuja, like the minister for FCT, you would agree with me that the business climate could only get better. But with the way it is now, it's obviously going to deprive us of the kind of investment we should be attracting to River State.
Patrick is in HA. Patrick, are you bothered about this thing? Do you think it affects your business or businesses?
Good day, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick.
Amadi Patrick is my name. I'm from North Plateau.
Go on, please.
The issue happening in the state is affecting everybody, both big and small, in the state. George, do you know when someone throws a stone in the market, you don't know if your mother is inside the market, you throw the stone. The issue in the state is affecting everybody. Even if they are in the house, they don't know that it will affect them. It affects their parents. I want to tell you, Eddie Snehe is throwing the stone in the market. He saw the speaker of the house. Why is he disturbing the peace of the River State?
Well, once again, Patrick. Hold on, Patrick. Once again,
please.
The focus is on the business. Just make a comment. We don't want to. We're not going into the state actors. What's going on? You know how? No, no. Do you think whatever is going on can or may just affect businesses in Port Harcourt? That's the real focus.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 0179230007, 0817923003. Hector is speaking to us from Ogbogoro. Hector, good morning to you, please, and welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you. Only the political elite will believe that what is happening in the state does not affect them. It affects everybody.
I'm talking about their businesses. You think it affects those?
Yes.
Are you concerned?
Yes. Microcosm to macrocosm businesses, it affects. Because policies, the actions of the consequences of what is happening, it certainly affect the bigger businesses. And if it affects the bigger business, it will certainly affect the smaller businesses. Now, I listened to Bob Manuel when on the site interviewed. Look, if the policies affect companies or the actions, the fight between these two actors affect companies and industries coming to the state, it will affect the hotel industries, right?
If it
affects the hotel industries, it will also affect the tomato seller, the onion seller, the meat seller, the rice seller in the market. Because the hotel industry still goes to these markets to buy things. Now, there are also people that come into the state that lodge in the hotel that still buy, you know, they don't rely on hotel 100%. They still go out to, you know, do one or two
things. Yes.
Yes. So it will certainly affect these people doing these businesses because people will no longer come into the state for, you know, whatever businesses that is attracting them to. So it will affect both the big and the small.
Okay.
Hector. So that is my opinion.
Hector says it will affect Shays and Elelewa. Shays, thank you for your patience. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, can you turn off your radio set, please? Thank you.
Yeah, I've turned it off.
Okay, talk to us, Shay.
Okay. By the grace of God and the producer.
Okay.
Definitely is going to affect. And you know the hearing is going to affect. For example now, if I have distributors that are coming from Onne Axis, and they needed to come and carry my products. Now that LMA Apajo Onne Road is about to commence project activity by the federal, because of this situation on ground, that project may be on hold.
May.
And that is what River State, Rivers people have been suffering for a long time. No good relationship between the federal and the state. For the more than 8-10 years now, we have been suffering this. So if this their situation doesn't come to an end, then definitely business, a lot of businesses is going to be paralyzed. That one is the truth. Because all the road projects are supposed to be done by federal government, we abandon it. The FCT minister is in charge of so many things. And our state governor, Fubara, is also in charge of so many things. But without the collaboration between the two of them, a lot of businesses is going to be affected. And that was why the spokesman for the business owners has already spoken the minds of the business people in the state.
But the FCT minister is only in charge of the FCT. Why are you worried? Okonkwo is in room, Okuta. Okonkwo, good morning to you. We have Samson on the line.
Good morning,
good morning, please.
Your question was, does the political class in the state affect my business?
Do you think it does?
My answer is capital no.
Tell us why.
Number one, the politicians do not come to my shed to buy my business items. Number two, it was not the politician that paid for my business center for me. Number three, it was not them that gave me money with which to start my business. And they will never have a mind to give me money to start my business. Number four, it was not with their vehicle that they do bring me to my business center. They don't give me money to pay for my children's school fees. They don't give me money to pay for my house rent or to buy water. I am completely on my own.
But their actions, you know, could help fix the roads that your business gets its products from. It will reduce the transportation. Don't you think so? Samson is in LMS. Samson, good morning to you. We have Mira in Okrika standing by. Samson, go on, please.
Yes, Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Is Edda Comrade Samson very important, sir?
Go on, please.
I will always say, and I've been calling on this platform when it has to do with businesses, I am saying that the crisis rocking River State is adversely affecting businesses in River State, whether you like it or yes.
No, but the last caller doesn't agree.
Policies and programs of government oftentimes affect business, whether positively or negatively. But on this aspect, with the crisis rocking this, when the state is not doing what it's supposed to do, it affects government, because there are budgets that are supposed to be passed, and businesses will look at this budget and see the area they will invest. And if the budget is being delayed or not passed, the investors will continue to wait for the budget in order to know the line of businesses they are to invest, or the minds of government towards their businesses for them to invest. So for not doing this, it's affecting the business community very, very, very well, and which is also affecting me.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right. Thank you very much. We have Clements on NTRO on standby. Muriel, let's have your thoughts, shall we?
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning to you, please.
Thank you. Is your Kota woman on the line?
Go on, please.
No, good. According to the soundbite you played, you see that at the end of the day, the rivers people that are suffering it. And the most unfortunate thing is that the key players in this game are already millionaires and billionaires. their children will not suffer it, no matter how long the plane is going. It will not affect them and their children. And when the former governor was on seat in this state, he keeps telling us that whatever decision he made, all the fight he has been fighting, everything he has been doing, is because of the Rivers people. It's because of he loved the Rivers people so much. But dude, it's so unfortunate that that love has slipped away all of a sudden, that he can no longer forgive and forget. Maybe an injury that one was done to his maybe personal ego or personal image or self. He cannot let go for the sake of the river people and will keep suffering.
So you think think it's going to affect your business? Your business, you, Muriel, do you think it's gonna affect your own business?
Absolutely, Jude. If people decide to leave, some people decide to leave because of maybe they see that the political climate in the political atmosphere in the state is becoming so tense and they can't cope. People will leave. And the more people leave, the more businesses, the more sales we will make.
Okay. All right. Clement on NTRO. Clement, let's hear from you, please.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you very much for calling.
Mr. Jude, it will not affect any business.
It will not affect?
It will not affect. Okay. Any business will affect. Even government business, it will not affect government business.
You sure?
Perhaps it is the legislature sitting, it is their business that will affect. The clerk, the legislature, I mean the staff in the Hallow Chamber, it is their daily business that will affect. It will not affect that woman selling fish at Rumukuru market or my friend.
You sure? What if there's no drama, for example, and it's now a synergy between the federal and state, and roads are better worked on? That means that woman selling crayfish will not have to pay so much to have her crayfish brought to the market. That's affecting her business, don't you think so?
Now, is it the river state that will affect her? This woman has been suffering when the government was going well. In fact, we had a going well government, in quotes, in the past. I mean, UK government, let me use UK government for instance, who told us that he is not a beggar, that River State is contended. How has that statement kept this British woman in this regime 8 years where he was dead? They had a lot of challenges. In fact, shops are closing. Task force are throwing people to not play and the chiefs in the government. And the government was doing well. So how does this person between the legislature and the executive in Rivers? How will it? It will not at all, at all. The next thing that will happen is out of sight, out of Adivet, Amebodu Road, that is, it should not be, but we'll be human now, like a father, because I'm not happy with my husband, my wife. Out of, I know go talk money, your children, like, you know, I want to take care of them until you tell me good morning. That is the only thing. And by right, forget your wife, drop your money. It will not affect the market woman. That's the truth.
Okay. All right. Richard is in Garrison. Richard, good morning to you, please.
Yes, Mr. Jude, I greet you.
Good morning, welcome.
My contribution to this question is, anyone say that this crisis man has affected or is or has business? Okay. But to me, I know one way or the other, this crisis now has affected business. See, when two elephants are fighting, it's not elephants that will suffer. It's the grass on our farm. So all we need is peace. Let's get just the fee for business to move on. So the man saying, he's not affecting me. If there's, you know, you will know that he has affected you. So all we need is peace. Thank you.
All right, Richard in Garrison, thank you very much. Okay, Patrick says, what's happening in the state has been affecting everyone, be it a businesswoman or a big man. Let us stop it. Let it stop now, because I see it becoming worse if we don't quench the fire. All right, thank you very much. Good morning, Jude. Rivers people are bothered. More worrisome is the character of the FCT minister who wants to play an Oliver Twist over Rivers State. You should be advised to let the governor govern the Rivers people. And okay, all right, let's leave it at that. Okay, Chuku All right, so Onyeka Chukwu says, the progress of a nation or state heavily relies on the security and peace within its borders. The ongoing conflicts have widespread effect on businesses, regardless of their size. As a software engineer, I used to so easily find remote work opportunities abroad. However, due to the current situation in Nigeria, it has become increasingly challenging. People are hesitant to trust individuals from Nigeria, and there are concerns about getting involved due to issues relating to this whole drama. Interesting. Braid is in Oginigba. Let's say hello to Braid. Braid, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amanege.
Good morning. Thank you very much for dropping by. I've been fasting, but now I'm back.
Yes, for me, federal and state issues does not affect the development of the state. The truth is that the mindset of the governance, that is what is affecting the state. What are the issues that a federal minister is having with the governor has to do with the development of the state?
Well,
is that person the president of the country that sends his budget to the National Assembly? The truth is that the government we have in at the center does not think of the state to develop the state. And also the governor of the state should be able to be very, very coactive and not reactive. There are some sensitive projects that is carried out by the governor of the state, because it's the state that makes use of all those things. When you are looking at the federal government, they will look at it as if they don't see it. Because how many times the federal government will apply on our roads, or they will come and work at our industry? It's the youth of the various things that we do, work at the various industries. And their own is just to take their tax and all the rest. Whether they like it or not, they will always take their tax. Even the state is collapsing and they want to take their tax. So my appeal is to the state government to be always be very, very proactive and not reactive to ensure that the dividend of democracy is being given to the people, because at the end of the day, you will still need the mandate of the people. So you should be able to release the dividend of democracy and see what you can do for your state.
All right. Thank you very much, Braid. All right. Good morning, Jude. Goldfish from Rumibo. On a normal river state can be very hostile to business with multiple taxation and thug-filled tax forces. If those hostile players are having issues, it gives businesses a little pause to rest and breathe and get a little respite before harassment begins. Really? So most business people are not concerned about the power tussle in River State. Interesting. So some people are not. Like I said, these are some of the impressions I got on the street. The power tussle in the state is a big problem in the state, and is affecting businesses and development in the state, as well as affecting the ongoing recruitment process of our dear youth of River State. Please, there should be reconciliation, because it is said that reconciliation is better than litigation. Well said, Jonathan. Well said. Clement Shemoge says, it is not a government-controlled economy. It is a private economy, SME-driven environment. It does not affect the business of the woman selling crayfish at my one market. Destiny says, Jude, we all should be concerned as Rivers people or residents. River State as a whole is a typical example of an opposition state to the federal government, which is the APC versus PDP brouhaha. And this has actually hindered the collaboration of the state and is supposed to have with the federal. Now, as a River State citizen, the minister can pull investors from the FCT to River State just to improve the economy of the state, as we can't get enough from the federal government directly. So if a situation is not convenient for both parties, the citizens will now be the ones to suffer the consequences. Both parties are already established parties, and they may not be fully affected a bit by our own businesses, but our own businesses rather will be affected, because we know Nigerians, one hike in fuel or crude oil price will affect everything.